Welcome to the LarryNFishers.com podcast. I'm Larry Lannon. The Saturday after Thanksgiving has been reserved in recent years as a shopping day for local retailers nationwide. The City of Fishers is organizing a Shop Fishers event this year. I talked with two people involved in this year's Shop Fishers promotion during the afternoon of Friday, November 17th. I'm at Fisher City Hall, and today we're going to talk about some special plans for the holidays here in Fishers as far as shopping is concerned. I'm honored to have with me a couple of fine guests. I have Chris Hutchinson, who is the founder of the Pint Cycle, which I'm sure you have seen around downtown Fishers, Nickel Plate District, other places. We'll talk more about that in a moment. And Casey Cawthon is here. She's the Assistant Director of Public Relations for the City of Fishers. To both of you, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us, Larry.
I'm going to start with Casey. And Casey, this is not the first. This is actually called Shop Fishers. It's set as part of that nationwide Let's Shop Local on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So how long has Fishers been doing something like this?
Yeah, this is the third year that we've coordinated Shop Fishers with our local businesses, and we're excited to have another year at it.
So what are the special plans for this year, just in general? We'll talk more about specific later.
Yeah, so we have nearly 40 businesses, and we're just encouraging shoppers to get out early. We've got some special items that they can pick up for shopping, available on a kind of a limited first-come, first-served basis, but really driving those dollars back through local deals and steals into the Fishers economy versus the larger retail economy on Friday.
Chris, as the founder of the Pint Cycle, one would think this is not a busy time of year for you.
Yeah, you know, we are open March through December, actually, but our November timeframe does slow down a little bit. We pick back up in December when we highlight our Holiday Lights Tour, and we've done that starting last year in conjunction with the City of Fishers, where we do it at night only and take advantage of the lights and a lot of the goings-on that the city has. So what we're trying to do and highlight during the Shop Fishers time frame is provide a special for anyone that books one of those tours in December.
Any special light shows that you like to highlight during these events?
The actual lights on the trees around the Municipal Way and the city center and downtown Fishers are actually pretty cool to see. So during the regular season, we have tours five times a day, but then in December we only have one at night and get people out when it's nice and dark. And the city, again, depending on weather, will let us go up on some limited sidewalks and actually get a little bit closer to the lights and kind of cruise through those lights to make it a little bit more of an interactive experience. So that's something that we're pretty excited about and are trying to offer some specials through Shop Fishers to get some people the opportunity to do that.
Great. So, Casey, let me ask you this. I understand you've got a special promotion where you're asking people to take a picture of themselves while they're shopping. What's that all about?
We do. Well, everything is social these days, so we thought, why not reward people for getting social while shopping? So what we're asking is, as people are out shopping during the event, no matter what store they're at, snap a picture of them and or their favorite store, their favorite purchase, the total of all their purchases, and share that using hashtag ShopFishers. We've got a Shop Fishers prize pack that's actually comprised of items donated by most of the participating businesses. So pretty cool incentive to win, whether you're going out to buy stuff for yourself or get those items off the list that you need.
Chris, let me ask you something. As somebody who owns his own business here in Fishers, how difficult is it to compete with the big boys and the big girls in this particular area? Because small businesses have to compete with the very large operations, the online operations. Talk about why people should try to look locally first and not maybe go to some of those first for some of the items they want.
Sure. I think Fishers is unique in that it is a very entrepreneurial city. When I was looking at starting this business, there's just a large support structure, not only from the city, but with Launch Fishers. So the community itself is very, very entrepreneurial and has done an amazing job of attracting and retaining kind of young professionals to the area. And those folks tend to have kind of a local first mentality. There are still some challenges, obviously, in terms of, you know, competing against larger businesses or competitors in the space. But we're really fortunate that around here, in Fishers, people continue to kind of come up with new ideas, and there's always innovations, and businesses are willing to try and do new things. So nothing ever really stays stagnant. Everything is always changing and evolving. And I think the opportunity for people to get out and see that is pretty unique and very different than a lot of other communities, you know, around the state.
Yeah, and you've got, I believe, Casey, 40 different businesses that are participating this year. Now, I looked at the list, and by the way, if you go to larryandfishers.com, I have a link to all that. But if you look at those stores, they all have a little something special they're offering their customers as part of this promotion. And talk a little bit about how you were able to recruit these businesses to be a part of this.
Yeah, so our Parks and Recreation team has a division that's kind of community engagement, and we work really closely with as many businesses as we can on business councils. But Shop Fishers was really spearheaded about 3 years ago in an effort to support businesses around the Nickel Plate District as construction was happening. I mean, 3 years ago, we were quite literally watching the district come to life. And so fast forward 3 years, we've opened it up throughout Fishers and tried to make it convenient so that small business owners are not having to think about the busiest shopping day of the year and staffing that, the biggest shopping day of the year, so having all the merchandise in store available to purchase, but then also thinking about how they're going to promote themselves and talk about themselves from a marketing standpoint. And so Shop Fishers is really the city's partnership to come alongside small businesses, help them offer a deal that makes sense for their store, that's unique to their store, and then educate residents. Hey, this is available. Come check it out. Connect with local business owners. And again, really drive those holiday dollars back into our local economy.
You know, Chris talked about the Pine Cycle doing the tours with all the Christmas lights. The city has always had a really nice layout of Christmas lights between the stage and the city hall, but there's construction going on. Will there be an opportunity to have any kind of light show, or will the construction prevent that this year?
There won't be any lights in the lawn between City Hall and the amphitheater. Mm-hmm. Some of them will be moved out front. So it won't quite be the same scale of lights that we've seen in the past, but we'll certainly do our best to fill that void during Winter Wonderland this year.
So the green area between 116th and City Hall, that's where the lights that you have, well, they'll be positioned there.
They will. And if you drive by before, you might notice a giant evergreen tree, because I think that's going to be the city's holiday tree this year. Okay. Again, instead of being out back, we moved it out front.
Will there be a Santa Claus event or kickoff? I know there was up on the stage in the past. Is there something like that planned this year?
Something similar. It'll all be adjusted a little bit because we don't have that stage, but Santa himself will still be arriving. There will be some opportunities for kids' activities, songs and games, and then obviously we'll celebrate the lights. Winter Wonderland is live on the Fishers Parks and Recreation Facebook page, so anybody who's needing those details can go there.
Let me ask Chris. You're a business owner downtown. What do you think the atmosphere is right now amongst the business owners in general in the Nickel Plate downtown area here in Fishers?
Yeah, I think it's one of excitement. You know, there's obviously been a lot of changes to the downtown area in the last 3 to 5 years with all the construction and the focus on kind of creating that sense of place. And I think businesses that have been here for a long time that have been successful are kind of reaping the rewards of that revitalized energy. And and obviously there's an excitement with new businesses coming in as well. You know, the traffic and the walkability of the downtown area makes it really a unique space in terms of accessibility, and how it's laid out is different than a lot of other communities. You can literally kind of walk to every location downtown. So once you get down here and you know, park and along the street or in any of the great new parking garages, you really don't have to drive anywhere else. And I think that walkability makes it pretty unique and pretty exciting. You know, with the addition of restaurants and a lot of the cool art-based galleries and things that we have, it's a very kind of special and different environment than I think you'll find in a lot of other places.
Yeah, there's still some construction going on downtown, Casey. I mean, the Braden Building is now finished, but there's other construction going on. But even with that construction, there's plenty of places that you can walk to get around as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that's cool is you can park in the Nickel Plate District and shop in that area. And then there are other pockets of the community where there are other businesses participating. So walkability is pretty easy during this event. We were fortunate enough to get some how-to videos because some people were a little concerned with not being sure exactly where to park to access certain stores. So you can check those out on the City of Fishers Facebook page.
And I noticed in the list of businesses, not all of them are in the Nickel Plate District.
That's right. We opened them up citywide because there's so much vibrancy throughout Fishers. And so we wanted to make sure that any boutique, restaurant, brewery, gym, spa, hair salon, we just want to make sure that everybody is available to participate in this event if they'd like to.
Yeah, there's one particular establishment my wife has a lot of trouble walking by without walking in. That's Jack's Donuts.
Yes, yes, and they're doing half off lattes.
And they're so they've got some a coffee operation there as well. So anyway, Chris, I want to ask you about the history of the pint cycle. What gave you the idea to do the pint cycle?
So I actually started another business a couple years ago called the CoLab Group. It's a small business development consulting firm, and I still have it. I've been a little bit busier now with the evolution of the pint cycle. But my wife is also very entrepreneurial, and her and I had been talking about looking at trying to create something that we could kind of own together, that I could, run the operations on. And we honestly were downtown a number of years ago on one of the other pedal pub businesses in downtown Indianapolis. And everyone on the bike was from Fishers or Carmel. And when we all got there, we all just kind of looked at each other and started saying, oh, you know, it really stinks that we have to come all the way downtown Indianapolis to do this. It'd be so cool if there was one further up north. And I just kind of looked at my wife and I said, maybe this is the idea that we were trying to find. And so we put together just a very brief overview and presented it to some folks at the city before we put a lot of time into it. We wanted to gauge what their reaction was. And the City of Fishers was beyond supportive and incredibly helpful in making this all happen. So with the city's kind of sign off on a revised proposal, we went to work on getting a bike built and developing the permit and doing all the kind of I-dotting and T-crossing that you need to do with a business that's around a mobile piece of transportation where there's also some drinking involved. So in January of 2016, we were open and then actually started tours in June of 16 when our bike was completed. So we just finished our first full season this year and are excited about what 2018 looks like.
So has it met your expectations so far?
Yeah, you know, we are we're on the right path. We've definitely grown from our startup year to our first full season in 2017. The local support of our partners has been really beneficial. So our tours are a little bit different than some others in that they are 2 hours long, but instead of kind of cycling for the entire 2 hours, we've made ours more of a kind of a pub crawl. And so we have stops at Four Day Ray Brewery, Luvino, Bricks, and Nickel Plate Bar and Grill. And folks can make decisions, you know, where they would like to go and spend some time there as well. So we'll continue to evolve that as other, you know, new bars and restaurants come into the area. Our goal is to be able to have even a larger kind of list of partners where people can make decisions about where they would like to stop and try things out.
Well, that was my next question, because do you limit yourself to that those areas that you're talking about, or do you every now and then have a special excursion for certain groups?
So I would say 90% of our business is maintained in the downtown Fishers area and amongst those partners that we mentioned. We have done some work with some other area businesses, Roche. We've done some work with a couple real estate companies where we've taken the bike on location. There's a little bit of travel expense with that.
I was going to ask you, how do you move that thing?
We usually have to put it up on a trailer, and okay, we don't currently own our own, so there's usually a little bit of an added expense there. It's not to say that we won't do it, but what we've really found is that the demand, particularly during our peak months, is so great that it really has to be kind of a special occasion for us to go off location and kind of lose, you know, those local tour opportunities.
You know, Casey, when I moved to Fishers in 1991, we barely had a downtown. Mm-hmm. I mean, we sort of had the railroad tracks, and it was a little bit after I moved here that the old town hall, which is now City Hall, where we are now, was constructed as a sort of the beginning of the municipal complex. The police and fire moved, and the library and things moved, you know, and the postal service. So it all happened over time. Mike, the reason I'm mentioning all that is that where do you think we're going now? You've got the Nickel Plate District that is trying to develop itself commercially. In terms of a retail operation, several retail operations altogether, do you see that moving forward? And if so, how do you see that moving forward?
You know, I think you're going to just see the Nickel Plate District kind of stay as is for a while. I hope we don't see a whole lot of movement, unless it's in the next couple of weeks we're going to have some new businesses opening their doors around the district, and that's pretty exciting. But once we've filled out here, I think you're going to see attention start to turn to other areas of the community. We don't want anybody to think that the sole focus is just developing the Nickel Plate District. So hopefully early 2018, we'll see some exciting announcements with some details from the yard. Everybody's anxiously awaiting what restaurants and opportunities may be coming there.
So when do you expect that to happen?
Early quarter one, 2018.
Oh, so it's next year. Okay.
Uh-huh. That's what we're hoping. Maybe earlier. We'll see. All Timing's right. Always a question. 2018 also promises to have some really cool parks capital projects. So looking at the Geist Greenway, looking at the proposed waterfront park, and just finding new ways that people can experience the community, both from a recreation standpoint and from a shopping, dining, eating standpoint.
You know, I've talked to the mayor about this in the past, and his view is that Fishers is not one place the way it's evolved and moved forward. I mean, yes, he has certainly had his attention on the downtown, but he said, you know, we have Saxony, we have Geist. There are other areas. Of course, now we see the IKEA area out there by I-69. So we really have several different areas of Fishers. And he has always made clear to me he wants the downtown to develop, but he doesn't want to ignore these other areas of town, even the older areas of town, let's say around Allisonville and 116th. He's focused on developing all those areas.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a really exciting time to be a resident in Fishers. You're able to get out and experience this community in ways that just weren't possible 3 years ago. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, what the new year brings.
So do you live in the Fishers area, Chris?
I do. Yeah. My wife and I moved here in 2003 and now have a 10-year-old daughter in the Hamilton Southeastern School District.
So what drew you to Fishers?
Honestly, the family community was a big component of it. We had lived in Indianapolis, and you know, once we got married and started moving towards wanting to have a family, we had some friends that lived in Fishers and ended up spending a lot of time here and just kind of fell in love with it, and actually are on our second house in Fishers, and I don't see us, we're not making any plans to leave anytime soon, especially with the you know, so far good start with the Pine Cycle as well. So.
Good. You know something, Casey, I've been doing some traveling the last few weeks. I do some teaching for Indiana University. Just got back from South Bend. Every now and then when I'm doing my teaching, I'll mention the fact that I'm from Fishers, and I'll tie in this whole idea that we have this entrepreneurial spirit. And every time I mention something like that, everybody in the audience nods their head like, I've heard of this before. That's pretty amazing, that story starting to go statewide. And I've heard other people say that too.
Yeah, it's kind of incredible. I actually was at a training down south earlier this fall, and mentioned Fishers probably to a room of 80-ish people. I'd say I probably talked to 50 of them, and more people knew about Fishers than I expected. And I think a lot of that's due to the headway that we're making with entrepreneurship, the things that are happening with IoT, obviously IKEA, Portillo's, Topgolf. I mean, we've had a really exciting year. And to start kind of easing into 2018 with the Money Magazine designation, it's just a really exciting time to be a resident. I've been a resident here for 27 years, and the pride that I feel now is greater than ever before.
Yeah, I've written about some of these best place to live things, and there are so many of them. Mm-hmm. And I always question some of the methodology that's used, because how you come out depends on how you select, the way you look at all the data that you're sifting through. But the one that people pay the most attention to is that Money Magazine, mm-hmm. Best Place to Live. So when I found out, and I found out a couple of days early, only because somebody had found me that works for a an offshoot publication of Money Magazine and wanted a quote from me. And then later found out I knew before the mayor did, which was kind of a shock to me. That it was just by accident. If I'd known that, I'd have tipped somebody off. I thought you all knew about it ahead of time. But that was a big moment for Fishers. And what about the business community, Chris? Is that something that the business community locally has paid attention to?
Absolutely. I mean, I think anybody that runs a business in Fishers wants to be known and have some national recognition. It just casts a bigger spotlight on the community. The folks that I interact with all have a real strong sense of local pride. I do think that we all enjoy those national accolades, and it helps, get us on the map when, competing for businesses and relocations and things along those lines. But I think day in and day out, the thing that I'm most impressed with and enjoy the most about my job is just the amount of people that I get to meet and kind of hearing their story, why they're in this area, why they live in Fishers or why they live in Hamilton County. Just continuing hearing similar trends, great place to raise a family, a very engaged community, entrepreneurial. So it's kind of exciting to not only be running a business that I have quite a bit of fun with, but just get to have a lot of interaction with people that are doing a lot of amazing things, in and around the community as well.
One last time, chance for each of you to say a little something. Casey, I'll give you the first shot.
Yeah, I think just encourage people to come out and shop with us. Shop locally during Shop Fishers, Saturday, November 25th, taking place all day long at different stores. You can learn more online, or we actually have an event map and a list of details, both businesses and deals that they're running, addresses inside the Nickel Plate District mobile app. It's a great tool so that if you have gloves on, you should be able to still navigate it. So we hope to see you out. Arrive early, lots of goodies to take home with you, and hopefully deals to score during the event.
Chris, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'm just excited about, our participation in Shop Fishers this year. Casey's done an amazing job of making this something that is really an exciting event for everyone involved. There's plenty of resources to look at to check all 40 businesses that are involved. But if you are interested in learning more about the Pint Cycle specifically, you can visit our website at thepintcycle.com.
And, of course, bundle up. And if you've got a little help there that you can you can imbibe a little bit, and
sure,
maybe you won't feel the cold quite as much. I want to thank Chris Hutchinson and Casey Cawthon for joining me today. Thank you both. My thanks to Chris Hutchinson and Casey Cawthon for spending some time with me talking about this year's Shop Fishers event. Here's a reminder that Adam Austin joins me every Saturday for Hamilton County Goes to the Movies. It's a podcast featuring film reviews of movies in the theaters right now. We also welcome a local guest with ties to the film industry each week. You can find the Hamilton County Goes to the Movies podcast at larryandfishers.com. Just click the link near the top of the homepage that says podcast, Hamilton County Goes to the Movies. Again, we post a new podcast every Saturday. This is the Larry and Fishers podcast. My name is Larry Lannon. I write the LarryandFishers.com news blog from Fishers, Indiana, a suburban community northeast of Indianapolis. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again.